Thank you. Thank you. I can't see anyone. I can know what it's like being in a Royal Albert Hall. People looking out and they can't see the audience. So I'm just going to roll up my sleeves. My father always used to do this when I was in trouble. And I knew I was in trouble. Not that you are. My encounter is called Odyssey in the Underground. And it's based in London. And I left Nelson at a young age and went overseas. And I worked for a travel company. And I spent many years taking people around like to Russia and Europe and Africa and the Middle East. I did that for a couple of years, 3 years, and I came off. And I based myself in London at head office. And I want to do something that most New Zealanders don't do. So I made a purchase. I'll come back to the purchase. I lived in London for 2 years, and it was a Sunday afternoon. And I was wanting to get home to Clapham Common. I was in Sloane Square visiting a ranger. I went to the train station and the train pulled in and I was carrying with me a little sports bag and I hopped on the train and it would have been there in those days. There was three lots of doors and there's a middle door and I came in the middle door and sat down. I was wanting to go to Victoria Station, so I was going eastbound, and in front of me was this delightful old lady who honestly I think she'd been through the Napoleonic Wars, the Crimean War, the First World War, but she had a little white outfit on and she'd been out visiting friends like I had, and I was heading home. And she had a little white hat with a little netting thing and the pearls and a little white thing, a white dress and white shoes and a little white bag. And she's sitting in front of me. And the doors close. And I sit right opposite here. And the train's just pulling out. And the bag I had with me was a sports bag. And it had a hard bottom. It was like a sports bag without the tick, you know what I mean? And I'm sitting there and we're just pulling out. And she can't help herself. And she says to me, because the bag starts moving. And she says, "Sonny, what have you got in that bag?" I'm going looking at her and going, "You do not want to know what I got in my bag." And we'd gone to the actual tube part, had gone, you know, and we're going, and I know, as you do on the tube, you've got 5 minutes or 3 or 4 minutes. You know you've got 3 or 4 minutes before I got to Victoria. And she couldn't help herself. And she said, "Take that kitten out of that bag." And I'm going, "You do not want to know what's in this bag." and she harps on, and she, 3 or 4 times, at that stage, I'm looking around. And normally you can be on the underground and set yourself on fire when no one would notice. And the English would hold their papers and politely move away so the Financial Times wouldn't catch on fire. And I noticed that I've actually started to attract a crowd. And I'm only about 25, 26. I'm in London for a good time, not a long time. I'm thinking, no, leave me alone, leave me alone. And there's an encounter about to occur, which at the time I considered quite serious. But when I look back on it, and I'll let you decide at the end of this 5 minutes, and I'm sitting there, and people are looking, and someone sparks up and says, "Sonny, take that animal out of that bag. Take that kitten out of that bag." I'm going, "No, you do not want me to take what's in this bag out." And eventually two guys get up out of their seats, and now I've got the full attention. Only about 15 people in the carriage. And two of them come and stand. Right opposite me is Florence and Nightingale looking at me going, "Take that animal out of that bag." And these two guys go, "You take that animal out of that bag, I'll take it off you." I'm looking at these two British guys, I'm thinking, and you're a nation that ride around on horses with dogs with sharp teeth and ride around the countryside ripping animals apart, and you're worried about what I've got in my bag? And I thought one was going to grab the bag. So I thought, right, now or never. Now, the thing that I'd purchased 2 years ago was a 10-foot Burmese python, okay? So I'm 6 foot, so it's me plus another 4 feet, and it's about as thick as my leg. And it was a pet, and it had been brought up since a bootlace, so it was perfectly harmless. And I'm sitting there going, "I know." And I've got at least a minute to Victoria Station. I thought, I'm not going to make it. I will not make it to the station to be able to run away. I thought, my work is done here. Game on. Now, Otis, his name was Otis, Otis and the Underground, where the little zip thing was, he always knew. You could put him in the bag for a minute, 4 minutes, 4 hours. His little head was always there by that zip because he wanted to get out of the bag. So I grabbed the zip and I said, "Okay, you guys want me to take the cat out of the bag? I'll take the cat out of the bag." And I could feel him nudging. He's nudging to get out. I thought, oh, no. I'm thinking, no, I've got 40 seconds. I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to make it. So I zip it. Now, a 10-foot snake can lift approximately 25, 30% of its body weight straight out. And that's exactly what happened. I unzipped it. Otis comes out. And he's like this. Going, he's never seen his meal move so fast. Just, and you know those doors at the end of the carriage that no one uses to go into the next carriage? Wow, they're out the doors. I'm left with Florence and Nightingale going, "Ah!" I thought she was going to have a cardiac arrest. and she's and it cleared the carriage. She calms down, and I'm going, it's all right. So I grab Otis. And with the snake at that sort of angle, you grab the head and you push him down back in. And I zip it up, and I'm looking at her, and I'm going, you're right, Jack. We pull into Victoria Station. I'm out the door before it's even opened. I think I went through the door, and I sprinted as fast as I could to get out of that station because the other people who had left the carriage I was in were about to get out of theirs. So I sprinted up the escalators, up the steps. I get onto Vauxhall Road, and I'm pumped. The adrenaline's going, my heart's going. I thought, I've got to stop. I'm shaking. So I cross Vauxhall Road. It's not a mews, but it was a small little alleyway. And I go down into that, kind of dark and dingy with rubbish bins and skips. And I put Otis down on the ground. I lean up against the wall, and I see where she was. I'm trying to get my breath back. And I'm only there about 10 seconds, and I hear this, hello, hello, what's going on here then? I'm thinking, no, no. All the police saw was some druggie in an alleyway. He's probably just shot up, trying to get his act together. And they came up to me and he said, what's in your bag? I'm going, no, no, not twice in one day, not twice. And I thought, my work's done here. I said, do you want me to open it up? And they said, yes, we want you to open your bag up. I said, I've got a snake in there. He said, we've heard that one before. So I thought, bugger it. Right. And Otis comes out. I loved Otis. He's a beautiful Burmese python. You know those camouflage ones that look really, really sexy? And they look at the snake. They didn't run away. I was hoping they would. And all of a sudden, the guy picks up his mic. He goes, LA 15, 7 Mary 3. I said, oh, no, I'm really in trouble now. And they suddenly, about three or four police cars, those old Rovers in those days, the Rover 3000s, I think they were. I love those police cars, British police cars, turn up. And I've got seven or eight cops. I think I'm deeply in the shit here. Anyway, there's photographs taken of Otis around their necks, and they're there, and having a good time, and I'm thinking, I just want to get home to Clapham Common, and I don't want to go by underground. Anyway, they said, where are you going? And I said, Clapham Common. And they said, well, we'll give you a lift home. And the woman police officer was driving, the guy in the front of the passenger seat, I'm behind him, I put Otis down here. The guy was fascinated by the snake. And he said, come on, let's have a look at Otis again. I'm in a police car driving through London with a snake. So I unzipped him, and he comes straight out, and he's looking out the window. And we stopped at these traffic lights, and a black cab pulls up, and I'm looking out the window, and Otis is looking out the window. And there's people in the black cab thinking, there's a snake in that police car. And they dropped me off, and they're very good about it. So that was my encounter, Otis in the Underground. Thank you very much.